Acting President of the National Society of the Blind, Daniel Chambers, has expressed optimism about the future of the organization in 2026. Chambers was speaking following a recent meeting with the Minister of Family, Gender Affairs, Persons with Disabilities, Occupational Safety and Labor, Honorable Lavone Velux. He noted that the meeting signals a bright path forward for the organization and for inclusivity in the country, with a focus on enhancing support and resources for the visually impaired community.
We have just come out of a meeting, both National Society of the Blind, NSPD, and Voice of the Disabled, with our new minister, Minister Velux, and we have great things that all of the organization have planned to put forward. But coming out of that meeting with Minister Velux, you know, we got a lot of good things to look forward to, not just for the blind, but for all the other two organizations, Voice of the Disabled and NSPD.
Chambers emphasized their commitment to deeper community engagement, noting that plans include more live broadcasts, public workshops, and direct outreach to visually impaired individuals, ensuring that their voices are heard and their needs addressed.
Planning more activities this year. I'm planning to, you know, go out a bit more, not just be in the office, but visiting hopefully some schools and also some persons who are visually impaired, you know, because sometimes they would collect the food packets, but, you know, they may have other issues that they would like to tell you. You may not have, they may not be, you know, they would want to meet you on a one-on-one basis. So I'm hoping that that is one of the things that we can get done, you know, and maybe getting involved more in more workshops and other activities like, for instance, exhibitions and so forth, so where we can promote what we do here at this site, the design and things of that nature.
This year, the organization is also focused on accurately assessing the number of individuals living with visual impairments. Chambers urges everyone with visual impairments to register with the society to ensure that no one is left behind and that support is tailored to each person's needs.
Okay, well, also this year, trying to find out how many persons we have in St. Vincent and the Grenadines living visually impairment. So, you know, you can call the office at 457-2805 and, you know, you can give your name and perhaps your category, because you have some persons who are totally blind or partially blind, you know, and then, you know, we can take it from there. When you come in town, you can walk with your ID and we can start the registration that way, you know, because we'd have to look at that way we can get field officers out to, you know, register these posts, and then we can know how we can assist them, you know, the needs, because, you know, the need is great. We have, if we were to specify or say, we can't really say how we can help unless we have numbers and know, you know, who has what need.
President of the National Society of and for the Blind, Daniel Chambers. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.